Chapter 6, Dare to Dream. Ephesians 3:20-21 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be the glory." Isn't that great? More than you can ask or imagine. Wow. I recall talking to my sister and telling her that God must have amazing things in store because my mind can think and imagine some incredible things, and God will do more. Does it overwhelm you to think about it? Let's just start with a few questions. Do you know what it means to dream? What does it feel like? What do you dream? Have you given up because your dreams haven't come true? Did someone tell you to stop dreaming? Let's talk about that for a minute. What were your little girl dreams? Did you want to be Miss America or American Idol? Yes, I did. We didn't really have American Idol or The Voice, but I wanted to be Miss America, sing on a big stage, travel the world, and I wanted to be a missionary. It didn't matter if it made sense or not. You don't need to qualify it. Just dream it. You may have imagined being a writer and going on a tour signing books. What about being a doctor or a nurse? Possibly you want to be an engineer, architect, or a mom. And those of us who are moms know that sometimes you feel like you're all of those all wrapped up together. It could be to be like your mom or your dad. How to find your dream. Close your eyes, take a big cleansing breath, and think back for a few minutes. Back to those little girl dreams. Again, it doesn't matter how crazy it seems. This is you. Write them down. And then in the next few days, pray that God will reveal to you some of those dreams that you may have let go through the years. Just write them down. Once you open your heart and mind to your possibilities, there may be even more than one area of greatness. But there is greatness inside you, not defined by the world, but what God has planted in your heart. There are dreams and desires that He will awaken within you once you seek Him and ask. In Psalms 20, verse 4, it says, "May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed." Sometimes it's hard to find that dream. So let me ask you, what do you like to do? What would you do with your life if you were free to do anything? If there were no limits, no boundaries, what would you do? What gives you joy? Does having a gift or a talent mean being a movie star or a pop icon? Is it play the piano, learn to sing, write a book, start a blog, open a bakery? Don't discount yourself. You were created to be you, no one else. So say no to the voices in your head that tell you you are worthless. Instead, say yes to you. The only voice that matters is yours and God's voice inside you. The truth is, you are beautiful females. You are making a difference every day, one way or the other. For me, I don't want it to be the other. How do we do this? Look at yourself and your gifts, your talents. What do you want to be or to do? Make a plan. Really look at yourself. Take some time to be. Search your heart and your mind. This can be the hardest part, trying to find a moment to think about you and what God has for you. As a matter of fact, you will not find the time. You will have to make it. You deserve it. It's really important. Do it now. Put it on your calendar. Make a date with yourself. You deserve this. Writing it down makes a difference. Write down that thing, that something, that wow factor that makes you special. Here are some interesting facts. People who write down their dreams and desires earn 9 times as much as those who don't. 80% of Americans say they don't have dreams. 16% say they do have dreams, but they don't write them down. 4% who have them write them down. 1% have dreams and desires, write them down, and review them on a regular basis. Nothing is too big or small. Ask yourself, if there were no limits, no parameters, no financial concerns, what would you do? Dream. What do you know that you know about yourself? It sounds a little crazy, but what do you know? Truly know about yourself. What is your passion, longing, desire? What is your little girl dream that still hasn't come true? Just fill in the blanks. Take your paper and your pencil and just begin to just write it down. Nobody's going to see it but you. It doesn't have to be perfect. And just as you think of things, just write them down and let your mind explore and be creative. God has big dreams for you. He planted seeds inside you, in your heart. We can often dream or have a vision of what we would like to see for our family, our children, our sister. Sometimes it's harder to see for ourselves. You might want to try this. I love this exercise. If you could imagine anything you wanted, again, no holds barred, imagine yourself in 5 years already being and doing what you want. What will you be doing? What will it look like? Where are you? Can you see it? Even if you can't get there right now, make a note to yourself to do this exercise a few more times. Each time, your mind will expand and open new thoughts and ideas. There is a dream for you in your heart. It is good to dream. We can't outgive God, outlove Him, and we can't outdream Him. Give yourself permission to dream big. It's being open to the more that God has to bring into your life. The possibilities are limitless. Joel Osteen says, "In the natural, you may have every reason to give up on what God has placed in your heart. At times, you may be tempted to be discouraged. But remember, God knows exactly where you are. He knows the desires He's placed within you. He knows even the hidden dreams, what the scriptures call the secret petitions of your heart. Those are the things you haven't told anyone about. Maybe you thought they would never work out, or you buried them because they didn't happen on your timetable. But God still has a way to bring them to pass. Be encouraged today because God is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Delight yourself in Him. Find joy in serving Him and make your heart moldable in His hands. Don't settle for mediocrity because God knows what's in you, and His plan is to finish the work He began in you when you delight yourself in Him. You have gifts and talents that are a part of you when you were born. Every one of us has this wonderfulness within us, but many of us are reluctant to let it shine. As your mind expands on the possibilities, you may find that your dreams are different now than when you were a little girl, or maybe not. I have a great friend who always wanted to be a doctor. Her parents didn't think it was an appropriate job for a girl when she got married, yet they encouraged her to find a man to take care of her and get married. Susie continues. She says, "The messages I got about not working or having a significant career were not overt until I got married and Mom discouraged me from pursuing pre-med and being married at the same time. She said it was too much to handle. This is much more complicated than the overt messages when I was a child. They did influence me to depend on a man for support. It was clear that my parents expected me to get married to take a man's name. I didn't have a middle name for that particular reason." The mixed messages and issues in her married life left Susie empty and unfulfilled. Years later, she stepped out and went for her dream, and I am so proud of her. At 47, kids grown and a divorce from her husband, she entered medical school. Susie continues, "I actually started pre-med at 40. 7 years later, I had gotten divorced, completed pre-med, a master's in public health, and a certificate program in bioethics. It took all that to convince medical schools that I was serious. While many people at her age were looking at retiring, Susie was just beginning a new and exciting chapter. She is now a doctor, has her own practice, and is living her dream. It is never too late." Through the years, I've been told many stories about women who were told as little girls that they were not good enough or smart enough to go for their dreams. Being from the South, it's driven into a girl to find a man and that our value isn't complete until we're married. For young girls, this is a hard thing to figure out. There are so many stories, so many reasons that we put our dreams away, sometimes on a shelf, in the back of our minds, or we close the door on them. The dream is still there, somewhere. What is yours? Did you write it down, or is it still floating in your thoughts? Once you can name it, say it out loud to yourself, it can then begin to become real. Making it real. What would it take to make it happen? What would you need? Money, time, commitment, equipment? What would it look like? Visualize it. Put on your creative hat. Remember the saying that my friend said, take the girdle off your brain? Well, do that. Take that girdle off and dream. Vicky took piano when she was young and was very good at it. She began talking about wanting to play again. Recalling her story, she was in her early 40s and her oldest child, her daughter Jamie, left for college. Vicky says, Jamie had just left for college and my heart was so sad that she was gone. I knew I needed to focus on doing something for me to replace that sadness, and also because I wanted a baby grand piano and wanted to play new songs on it. Vicky felt that life change thing that often happens when our children leave home. She decided it was time to take action, go back to the piano, and make a positive choice for her life. It's now been a few years, and she loves it. It gives her joy. She often plays at night while her husband reads the paper. She may never play Carnegie Hall, but this fulfills a desire in her heart. If you want to bake, bake something for someone. Maybe it starts out with taking treats to your child's class at school or baking for the bake sale at church. Maybe you can take cookies to shut-ins or those coming home from the hospital. Maybe you've always wanted to open your own bakery. Begin to look around. Where would you like it to be? What location? Call a real estate agent and find out how much it would cost to rent space. How many ovens and what kind of oven would you need? Make a list of everything you'd need. Supplies, measuring cups, cash register, mixers, computer to keep track of the bills and inventory. What else? Gather your information. Seek the advice of those who are in business as well as information online. Cook and give it away for a while. Let people get to know you and how great you are. Check with a local independent cafe and restaurant and see if they'll allow you to supply desserts or whatever to them. If you always want to speak Spanish, then seek out a teacher or a method to learn. You could take a class at the community college or listen to CDs. Plan how much time a week and then break it down to how much time a day you are willing to spend to learn the new language. A college degree is something I hear a lot. If you've always wanted to go back to college and get your degree, that is great. What do you need to do? Order your high school transcripts. Call the community college and find a class listing. Call the college you want to attend and find out their requirements. Drive by a college. Walk in. Make an appointment with a counselor to help you with a plan. Register for one class. It may start with one phone call. Find out the information, then act on one item. I suggest if it's been a long time since you've attended school, register for just one class. It will do wonders for your mental attitude and your self-esteem. It also shows your family that you're serious. They will see that you know that you are important and that you've made this a priority. It also shows our children that it's okay for them to dream and to make plans. Like my friend Vicky, maybe you want to play the piano. Ask your friends if they know any piano teachers. Call friends who have children who take piano. Call a piano teacher and ask them if they teach adults. If you get several names, you may have to try out a couple of teachers to find the right fit for you. There are many styles of teaching. Where will you practice? Do you have a piano or a keyboard? Do you need to rent one? Call music stores and find out the information. By the way, they'll also have teachers to recommend. Go to your first lesson. Practice. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Those are the skills you need to move forward with whatever dream that you have. Now it's your turn. I've given you some ideas on where and how to start. You may have written down your desire. Now write down your plan. You might want to start with a notebook to keep ideas and thoughts of your dream. I use a spiral. That way I don't lose various pieces of paper and my notes are all in one place. Start below and then transfer to your notebook as you begin your dream. What are your first steps? Make a list. Start with a list of 1 to 5 and then take it to 10 as you keep thinking of things to do. I'm going to give you a few minutes right here. Push pause, take a few minutes, and then come back. Did you do it? Did you get your first steps? Did you get 3? Did you get 5? That is great. Now, if you know it's going to take money, begin with a plan of how to get that money. You might need to start a part-time job, just for a while. Work a little every week. Give up 1 Starbucks a day or a week and save the money. Designate money in your budget. It will empower you to save for yourself and your passion. Look at the time needed. How much time each week would it take? How much time each day? Can you begin to allocate 1 hour or 2 every day? If not, how about a couple of hours a week? It's your dream and your plan. Make it work for you. Listen to your heart. Listen to God. You might even find yourself awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. My friend Julie Garro woke up at 4 o'clock for months. Actually, the process was about 2 years, and she felt the need to write. She felt God directing her, and although she didn't know why or what she was writing, I think this is so cool, God was directing her in the process of writing a Bible study called Follow the Light. There are so many possibilities and choices. Just know this. Jesus loves you and planted greatness for Him inside your heart. You were not left out. God did not make a mistake. Open your heart and your mind to receive it. Choose to shine in the radiance of Christ. Psalms 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Make a decision. Do it now. Don't wait any longer. First, recognize who you are as a child of God, the Most High, the King of the universe. 2, live in truth and not the lies of this world. 3, look at your gifts and talents. Write them down and accept them as yours. 4, look at your journey, the ups and downs. Reflect on your path and where God has led you and your lessons that you've learned. 5, choose to make a difference. Choose to shine. 6, step out of your comfort zone and move forward. This takes courage. Be fearless and face it. You are a fun, fearless female.